just to end, and we have to mention this, we always mention this, that the Gemara says in Masechtas Yuma daf pehei amid beis. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, g'doyle tshuva shadoicha loisa aseir shebetayra. That tshuva is so gewaldig that it's doicha loisa aseir shebetayra. And everybody asks, the Taisus Yom HaKippurim, Rabbi Kiva Eger, everyone asks the Kasha, g'doyle tshuva shadoicha loisa aseir shebetayra. Every aseir is doicha loisa aseir shebetayra. Every single aseir is doicha loisa aseir. So what's the maila, g'doyle tshuva? Tshuva so gewaldig that it's doicha loisa aseir shebetayra. Every aseir is doicha loisa aseir shebetayra. So Rabbi Tzadik HaKoyen wrote a sefer called Takanas HaShoven. And the beginning of the sefer Takanas HaShoven is based on G'doyle Tshuva Shadoicha Loisa Aseir Shebetayra. I said, Rabbi Tzadik, that what's the pnimius of that Inyan? The pnimius is that there are so many different chazals that talk about that if a person does this Avera, he can't do Tshuva. If a person does that Avera, Tshuva is going to be hard. And a chaytu machti as a rabbim, ema speak and be other lasses Tshuva. And a oima echtava ashuv, he too, it's going to be complicated for him to do Tshuva. There's many, many dvarim ha-ma'akvin as a Tshuva. The Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva lists 24. There's a whole bunch of things that make it difficult for a person to do Tshuva. And sometimes a person can actually have someone whisper into his ear and tell him, you cannot do tshuva. Zok Rab Tzadik, al zeh nemar, g'doyle tshuva shedoicha loisa aseir shebetayra. There's nothing in the world that's doicha loisa aseir shebetayra, that comes in the place of tshuva. And even when Chazal said you can't do tshuva, you can't do tshuva. Chazal said loisa aseir, you can't do tshuva. G'doyle tshuva shedoicha loisa aseir shebetayra. Perhaps the most famous tshuva, pun intended, in Shailas Tshuvas Noida Yehuda is Erech Chayim Tshuva Lamed Hei. We've spoken about this so many times. And literally, like Ben Bag of yesterday's daf, this tshuva is hafachba vafachba de kulaba. There's lamdis and there's machshav and there's musar and there's chizik and there's history. There's so much going on. The background of the tshuva was, is that there was a younger man, apparently a very, very chashuv a younger man, who had been mezana with his shvigar, with chamoisai, for several years. And he did tshuva since then, and he's very, very chashuv now. He's sitting there learning Torah. The problem is he never told his father-in-law what happened. And his father-in-law is living with his wife, Be'isser. And because he's living with his wife, Be'isser, you know, it's a problem. And that's like the only part of the tshuva that he didn't do yet. And he sent a letter to the Noida Behuda, and he told the Noida Behuda, Yilamdenu Rabbeinu, he says, I want to do tshuva, and I'm not sure if I could do tshuva. And he said that, I never really told my father-in-law, maybe I can get away with not telling him. Regardless, the Nedeb Yehuda in the tshuva was forced to address our sugya, Chagiga Daftes, because this is a person that was born Erva. Now, it doesn't say V'hoyl Mimeno Mamzer, but L'chaira, this woman, Chamoise, became Asa Labayla. And because she became Asa Labayla, like the Gemara said in the Brais and Daftes on the days, that's also enough of a reason of Nitrim in the Olam, where he's not going to be able to do tshuva. So, the Nedeb Yehuda, in the middle of the tshuva, see, he addresses it, and he says that even though Chazal said that this person can't do tshuva, but at the same time, even though you find sometimes Chazal talk that way, but it's lahagdala oynish. It's only just to bring out how serious that is. Im kolze loy lechalut en amru. Vezeh klal gadol, said the Noida Behuda. She ain dover oy me bifnei ha-tshuva. There's nothing in the world that gets in the way of tshuva. Ela shekivnu bazeh she-tshuva se-chamur. That this is serious. And the person better take this very, very seriously. It's not like another aver. But at the same time, says the Noida Behuda, in that tshuva, that even though this person in this famous tshuva was the one that was ba'al eshesish, not to Hilam and Mamzer, but at the same time she became also Labayla. Oh, but don't think Rav Shimon Menasi Uvas La Yuchaliska means he can't do tshuva. There's no such thing, and it sounds like he's saying it even Rashi. There's no such thing that a person that can't do tshuva. It's interesting. I revisited this tshuva this morning. I was just looking at it again. The opening line, every time you look at this tshuva, you see something, you know. Just the opening line of this tshuva, this is how he starts. Mechtovay al bei doyer. Mintes denohi giyani yoim esmal. He says, you know, from the post office, your letter arrived yesterday. Vavki ko'es toridna adayim betirdes ha-talmidim. He says, even though right now I'm very tired with the talmidim, mitzuruf lezeh tirdei zmanim alolu. So, this time also that this tshuva was being written, doesn't say when, it's not dated, but it's a very, very busy time. Im kolzeh, hoyul vadover negeya lepesach shofim. But because the core of this tshuva is not halacha. Now I want to know what I should do, what I shouldn't do. You're not looking for advice. You're not looking to understand a shtickle Torah. You're coming to do tshuva. Amarti, I said, Sharei tshuva la'olam psuchem. He said, Sharei tshuva is la'olam psuchem. And as a result, I think this is pun intended, Sharei tshuva, meaning I'm going to write the tshuva, it's la'olam psuchem. For someone that wants to do tshuva, because Sharei tshuva is la'olam psuchem. Ubefrat shemaskeb in mechtovei shulitzorich barbei rab. Befrat, that that the Shoyol is a Barbei Rav, and because the Shoyol is a Barbei Rav, he's a Talmud Chayim, someone that learns Torah, says Sharei Tshuva is La'olam Psuchim. And then you read the Tshuva, and you find out that what happened, this was something that the Gemara says you can't do Tshuva on. It's gewaltig. And that's why I'm going to write a tshuva, even though I don't have time to write the tshuva, because it's about tshuva. And shari tshuva, my tshuva, is going to be for your tshuva, la'olam suchim. It's always, and what is it about? It's about a ba'alishas ish, but where she was mezana berotz, and she's also a baila, where the Gemara says, nitrim min ha'olam, where we have Rashi's and Shas, that Rashi says tshuva doesn't work. There's no such thing. That Shari Tshuva La'olam Psuchim, and he said it about something that Chazal said, you can't do Tshuva. Because G'day L'Tshuva Shaddai Chaloy Saseh Shabbatar, it doesn't matter. Chazal could say you can't do Tshuva. Al Zen Nemar, Kol Masha Oimel Chabalabai Saseh Chutz Mitzeh. That's from Tzadik's Takonis Hashavim. Either way, it's just fascinating. Another Knech to take out of the Tshuva. Noid Be Yehuda, Simon Lamed.